Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lodcast. I'm Matt, and you know, I'm here with the usual suspects, such as...
Me, Hosh. And?
My name's Jay.
Very cool. But the real thing is, how y'all doing?
So, you know, same as usual. Nothing really happened. Pretty much the same old. I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Jay?
Welcome to the exciting, more nail-biting, intense podcast where we all talk about our week. I've had a decent week. I mean, everything's been kind of shit, but I've had a decent week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not your fault. Everything's good. It's just my work is being a pain in the butt right now. That's all. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense. Everybody wants to kill each other at my job for different reasons. And I'm just in the back room, like, I'm just going to just be back here working on everything. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, yes. The classic workplace drama. Well, I'm doing pretty well. My semester's wrapping up, thank God. And that's about it.
What Anywho, exciting days.
Yeah, I mean, things will be exciting, hopefully, when, I don't know. My semester's over. But you want to know what is interesting? The things that we're going to be talking about today. Ash, would you like to take it away?
I think this one was Jay.
I read the document incorrect, folks. Jay!
Aren't I doing this pleasure?
Jay, would you like to take it away?
Yes, my good man, I will. So, we are going to be talking about some general internet stuff, some news. A lot of random crap has been going on the last, like, I want to say week or so since the last time we did the Lodcast. There's a lot of crap. I mean, we're just going to start off with the biggest one that I think most people care about, and that being there's no E3 this year in 2022, which is like, what the fuck is going on?
I want to, so how was this even decided? Like, who decided no E3? What council of jerk-offs decided this?
Well, isn't it, like, ran by a select committee? Like, it's an event that's been put on and hosted by a select few individuals for a long time.
Isn't it wasn't Bobby Kotick one of the guys? Pretty sure. It was either that or the Game Awards. I know one of them. I know there are just big names in the industry that kind of help fund it.
Oh, here it is. Canceled due to ongoing concerns of the COVID-19 pandemic, including online event. That's their official reason.
They could have done online one, like streams it.
But then you might as well just have the directs, which they've been doing, and I think that's probably the key reason why.
I guess the people who run it is just this association called the Entertainment Software Association, and I know they've been doing it. They've been doing it for a long time, because there was E3s back in the 90s and 80s, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there?
I think the first E3 was early 90s?
Yeah, first E3 was 1995.
Yeah, I was just looking up the history.
And it had Nintendo, Sega, and Sony.
And then eventually Microsoft got on board.
But the three, really, I think it's everyone but Xbox does the directs. And I think Xbox is the only one that commits to the E3 live presentation.
Yeah, and then Ubisoft. Doesn't Ubisoft always like rent out the place right next door?
Yeah, and then EA does something outside in the parking lot. I mean, I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it's just funny that they're like EA such a big company, and they're like, let's set up outside with the gamers like going, you know, out in the sun.
The gamers,
that just reminds me of when they were showing off a gameplay for us. This is for Ubisoft. I don't know whose idea this was, but they decided to showcase Assassin's Creed Origins, the gameplay, outside on a laptop where the sun is directly beaming on the screen, so you can barely see anything.
You know, I for one think we should at least, if this is going to be the end of E3, would everyone like to give their favorite moment from E3?
My favorite one was the broken Schick Hydro bot from last year. Was that?
No, that's the Game Awards.
That's the Game Awards.
Game Awards. I was about to say, I can't really remember. My biggest moment that I do remember is, if I'm not mistaken, Bethesda went on stage and announced the Elder Scrolls 6, and everyone freaked out, and it's been 5 years almost, and they haven't done jack shit with it.
There are so many, it's hard to decide.
Yeah. I'm not really a huge fan of watching the events. I just like the fact that the news gets out. That's all I care about.
I think if I were to pick a few, I have like two or three top moments. One of them, probably like number three, is when that one YouTuber, I think his name was Jesse Cox.
That's the one I was going to pick. That one with fucking Need for Speed Payback.
Yeah, where he's just like, Need for Speed Payback. Then like the teleprompter stops working. And he's like, looks at the camera, he laughs, he's like, yeah, it's pretty great, right? He looks over at one guy, and like, in front of him.
I want to thank my boy here, thank you, Nick.
That's amazing. I wish I need to see this, though. This is hilarious. Oh,
it's such a good fucking video.
And it's just like awkward silence for at least a minute.
I so love good. Those moments where there's something that happens and something goes wrong and the guy on stage is like, you can tell he's panicking, but he's like, I'm just going to play this off because there's nothing I can fucking do.
And my second one, I don't know if this is necessarily E3. I think it might have happened like during E3, but like a day after in some other building, when Elon Musk and Todd Howard had that little conversation together.
Oh, that was like one of the last, that was like a wrap-up event.
Yeah, and like Todd just kept talking nonstop about his fucking loaded out Tesla and how it's better than everyone else's Tesla and how like he's like so fucking rich now. It's so funny.
I thought
like the level of disconnection that Todd had from like when he first started as a developer is so funny. And Elon the entire time's like, yeah, I mean, we're friends, right? Yeah, we talked on Twitter once. Yeah.
I can tell like Todd was trying to be like, I've got money, and then Elon's like, I just run companies, dude. I don't have a lot of money. You know, everyone thinks I'm super rich, but I'm just kind of like well off.
Well, when you're that rich, you don't have it like liquid. It's all wrapped up in companies.
Yeah, it's all like in the market. It's not in your possession. And that's the thing that people forget about is that Elon doesn't have like 17 houses. He's like, he runs a pretty normal life. He just has a lot of control over companies. And then Todd's like, I've got a really nice car and a really big house. And Elon's like, that's cool, dude. Didn't you start off making video games out of a garage?
Yeah, I remember there's like a guy who did an analysis of Todd, like from that video. He's like, yeah, Todd Howard's a fucking sociopath.
That's a really good observation. I used to really like Todd Howard, and I think he's like cool, but he's really, I don't know, man. He's not the same. Things changed after a while.
One of my favorites is probably Andrew W.K.
Oh, yeah, before the Bethesda announcement where he's... Oh, that was great.
That was pretty good. It's mainly Bethesda and Ubisoft have... There's the one with Bethesda where there were clearly people that were either a part of the dev team... Or were paid off by Bethesda.
Oh yeah, and they were screaming in the front. Yeah,
over Fallout 76 content.
That was something I was going to mention. I was like, remember the time Bethesda paid off a bunch of people to scream?
And Elder Scrolls Blades on mobile.
No one fucking plays Blades. No one.
I tried playing Blades when it first came out, and I just gave up on it because it's not fun. It's too mobile gamey for me to want to play.
That one's good. The Just Dance ones are always fun. Because that's just fucking a fucking nightmare to watch.
Oh, a good one. I don't know if it was at the first... It might have been... I think it's the first E3 that Microsoft attended where The Rock came out. Or was that something else I'm thinking of?
Oh, that was... I think that was the first... That was Microsoft. The Rock introduced the Xbox.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. He's like, you know, The Rock... Like, he said something, and I thought it was pretty funny, because he did his typical Rock thing where he, like, moves his eyebrow up.
Yeah.
Probably, like, the most popular moment in recent history was when Keanu Reeves came on stage during the Cyberpunk 2077 announcement. True. I think that's probably, like, the most recognizable. Like, every fucking person on the planet hailed him as his fucking messiah, and he's like, well, check this out. It's like, whoa, it's Cyberpunk! It's the best game ever made!
And then it came out.
And nobody liked it.
I think having Keanu Reeves as their marketing was fucking masterstroke. Whoever decided that should, like, deserves an award. Like, you single-handedly made Cyberpunk look like the most desirable game in existence.
I only bought Cyberpunk because Keanu Reeves was in it. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. The day or two before it came out, I pre-ordered it because I just wanted to see Keanu Reeves in the game. And I'm not gonna lie. I know. That was the last time I think I pre-ordered.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah. I remember seeing Keanu Reeves, finally getting to that point where he and I interacted for a little bit, and then I never played it ever again. I was like, it's just because the game kept glitching out and crashing and a bunch of other nonsense.
Another really good one was when, I think it was Ubisoft, or was it EA?
I was going to transition and you fucked me up.
I'm sorry, Jay, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. What was you think?
I remember when they had was it Lil Uzi Vert or was it the one rapper? Oh, what's his name?
What was it?
He has like the red hair.
I don't fucking know.
I forget his name, but they had that one rapper on. Yeah, it was Ubisoft, and he was playing a competition at E3.
Oh, he's playing R6 and he's killing, right?
Uh-huh. And he fucking starts screaming at his team, swearing at them on stream.
Yeah. What is he even screaming at them for?
His own... I don't know. But he started shooting his own team, and then he just went, yeah, yeah. And he's just like... his team kill. It's the funniest thing. And then you also have, for Battlefield 1, you see Zac Efron, and I forget who else, and they're, like, completely stoned. Because all they do is, they go with Snoop Dogg, and they're all just fucking, they just get baked, and they play games for free.
That's living.
Yeah, right?
I want to look at the controversy section.
Some of the my favorite are the E3 trailers with the voice actors as the players, where they're like, we had to work together.
The fake gameplay voice actors, like, bogey on my six.
I love that shit. Like, the Rainbow Six one. Don't go in there. There are a lot of booby traps.
Booby traps.
Like, Jesus.
No one says booby traps. They say traps. That's like, it's... There's a bunch of, like, random shit in there that'll kill you. That's
pretty much what I just said. Oh, there's a bunch of shit in there.
You said that's not
like
child
a normal, like a normal person, but.
Oh, Xbox became television. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was fucking. I remember that. I watched that whole presentation because.
When they announced the Xbox One. I watched that too. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, we got every TV channel in existence on the Xbox now. You'll never need anything again.
And then that guy stepped down. Forget the guy's name.
But because he starts saying something along the lines of, like, that this is more of an entertainment system now than a video game console.
Yeah, and it was always on, so the fucking the little ugly square Kinect is, like, breathing down your neck.
Yeah, and it was like, people were upset because they're trying to push it as, like, this multimedia device, pretty much. And it's like, you never need to turn it on. It's not designed just to play games. And it's like, nobody wanted that. They're like, we want to play Halo on this, and we want to play Call of Duty. That's all we want to do. We don't need your fucking Netflix.
Oh, my God.
And all that stuff on it. I mean, you could still do that. You just didn't have to make that the main focus of the console, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a... Here, I'll read it off, but I'll post the video here so you guys can look. So there's a Ubisoft presentation where the actor Jamie Kennedy came in inebriated, so he's drunk as all fuck.
I think I've seen this.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I've seen this.
At least the presentation is preserved as some sort of time capsule. That's what the article's saying. Oh my God, this is great.
His co-host is like, oh my God, we are so fucked right now.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm watching it now. He's so obviously drunk.
He's like, ah, yeah, and he keeps clapping. It's like, oh my God, dude. Just don't drink before an important event. It's not that hard.
He's even got, like, his shirt unbuttoned, and he's like, his hair is all out of whack.
His fucking shirt is all wrinkly and messed up.
Oh my god, yeah. But okay, yes, with that, Jay, you want to move us along? Sorry for not moving us along earlier, but I just had to get out some more last thoughts for our good friend E3 before we shove him underground.
Yeah, before we depart.
Like never coming back. It's just like, it's just, they canceled it in 2020 as well. It's going to come back next year.
What if it doesn't, Jay? What if it never comes back and this is the end?
It's going to the same graveyard as the Shik Hydro Bot.
God.
Not the Shik Hydro Bot. It's too soon, Matt. Too goddamn soon.
I'm sorry, I'm still...
You say that as your Discord name is really Shik Hydro Bot.
I know.
Anyway, no. Earlier, I was talking about how Cyberpunk came out. It was a mess. And, you know, maybe it could have used some testing, maybe a beta or so. And I was trying to transition, basically, to mentioning the fact that Overwatch 2 has a beta announcement. And it's coming out when? In April or August?
April, so next month, right? Or is it this month? No, it's April, yeah.
It's April right now. So this month we're going to be getting access to the beta. It's closed beta. It was funny. The reason I actually heard about this through you guys and the fact that there was a meme they posted where it was announced and nobody cared. And it was like, oh. And it was like, honestly, I really am not sure if I want to play it. I'll listen for how the news is, but I'm not really super invested in Overwatch 2 at this point.
I think at some point, the hero shooter thing died for me. I personally, like Matt was talking about this earlier, but he left Overwatch because of the balancing. That's why I left too. It's just, at some point, the game, it just became stale and they weren't adding any content. All they were doing was balancing the game to hell and not doing it right.
They took a million years to balance games. You see, the one thing that I at least like with Valorant is that Riot's kind of consistent with when it comes to balancing their characters. With Overwatch, they release a patch, they nerf a character who was previously completely broken, and then they buff... Then they buff a character to the point where they're busted, and that shifts the meta to a bunch of bullshit. So it's like not even a fun meta. It's just you kind of. It's just never. There's never a point where there's somewhat of a good balance to have fun in the game while also having that competitive nature. But yeah. With Overwatch, it's just a mess.
I remember. The reason I left wasn't because of balancing. It wasn't because of any characters being added or anything like that. There was nothing wrong with the game. The problem was with the game, they didn't make it interesting enough. There were these events and everything just kept repeating itself. And eventually you just kind of stop caring when you're playing the same game for like a year or two. It's like there's not a lot of depth to a game. Like Overwatch, you go in, you pick your character, you interact, you get yelled at by some random dude on your team or whatever, and then you lose or win, and that's it. There's only so much depth to it. I can go back and I can play games like, and this is kind of an unfair comparison, but I'm just throwing a random example. I've been playing Fallout New Vegas for like 10, 15 years now. I can play that game without any issue because it's got depth. There was a lot of content for me to explore. There's still stuff I'm learning about to this day. Overwatch needed constant additions to it in order to keep it relevant. The events with the lore and the story modes, those were fun. The events with all the cool skins and all that stuff, that was fun too. Like all the survival, like the Jungenstein's Revenge when that first came out, that was awesome. And then the event where you get to go back in time and play as the squad with like Tracer and Wilhelm, Reinhardt, no. Yeah, Lindholm Reinhardt, whatever his name is. And all that with Mercy, like those were fun. Those are cool. And then they just stopped adding things in. And it was all after Jeff left. And I have a theory that Jeff was the only one coming up with ideas. And then after that, they were like, we're just going to focus entirely on Overwatch 2. And they stopped updating Overwatch 1.
Which makes no sense because other video games, like the Just Dance games, for example, once again, bad comparison, but like, They're updating the Wii Just Dance, like, still, right now, to this day. Yeah. So, like, and that's... Dead
sometimes gets updates.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's kind of... I don't know, man. I know for me, the game... Like you said, Jay, it's just... There's nothing that was, like, worth staying for. There's no depth. Like, they didn't even add modding capabilities. They added that one thing where you could, like, make your own custom game modes. with a workshop.
But, that was fun for a little
bit. Yeah, it was fun for a little bit, but then, like, it's, once again, it's not a modding tool. It's just an in-game maker, creator. You could, there's not really much you can do with that, I think.
They're going to do NFT guns.
No.
I could really see that, because
they could easily do that.
It's Activision in the end. They would do that.
I remember it had potential to be something like Team Fortress. Team Fortress stayed alive for a long time. It's still alive.
And it still gets updates.
It still gets, well, very rarely it gets updates.
Yeah.
But there's a community. Like, I remember I have special items that were literally made by the community, like the little, like the zapper or whatever it's called for, like, the scout. It's like a literal, like, pistol, but it's like a little ray gun instead. Like, someone in the community made that. Valve did not make that. They just let people distribute it as a weapon, which is really cool. Like, I don't know. I really like the concept that they were able to take the community and say, hey, this is something that actually can be adjusted by you. You can create your own things. You can create your own items that you can wear, that you can use, that you can fight with. That's cool. It added a layer of depth to the game that, like, made it more personal. And then Overwatch was like, you can get golden guns, and you can make maps, only custom game modes. That's it.
You know, I think it's, in the case of Overwatch 2, I remember when they announced it, they were like, yeah, the big focus in Overwatch 2 is on PvE. So, I don't...
I'm actually excited about that. I actually want to play, because I love single
player. Well, I don't think it's going to be like the PvE we think it's going to be. I don't know if you've ever played Man vs. Machine in Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be just like that, because the one thing they showed was... It was just another move the point map. Or I forget what the maps were called, but it's like where you have to get on the cart and you have to move it. That's all the PvE thing they showed in that first trailer was like, in the slightest. It's probably going to be something like that. Because in the end, the game is still, you know, they're not remaking it from the ground up. They're just adding content to it. This is just like a really big DLC update.
Yeah, which honestly should have just been added to Overwatch. Like, you could literally put a price tag on the actual PvE stuff if you wanted to. And you could have just sold it as a DLC for Overwatch. Like, it wouldn't have been that complicated. But they're like, oh, we're going to make it Overwatch 2. It's like, okay. Like, I don't... Like, I'm excited to see what story, because that was personally the thing that drew me into Overwatch when it first happened. I remember when it first started, and there was this big old, there's this big old deep dive of, oh, who's this character? How do they interact? What's their backstory? And as the comics came out, there was more uncovered, the more voice lines were uncovered, the more people would actually sit down and, like, listen to them and try to explain what the connections were.
Man, I became a Genji weeb purely because of that cinematic.
The cinematics, and those were really good. Like, those are movie-level animations. And
I was,
like,
a tank main.
Dude, Sam, I think Winston is my favorite character of all time.
I was a Rhine main for a while.
That's understandable.
I don't know. Like, I don't think the game is going to change much in terms of multiplayer, unless they're really willing to, like, change the underlying gameplay loop. But in the state that Blizzard's in right now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they just want to get this game out the door.
They just want to move on, make another couple bucks, and then that's it. They don't really care. I don't think they've ever really cared since the Activision merger.
When was the merger?
I think the merger was around 2016, wasn't it? After Overwatch. Because that was around the time that...
Well, didn't Overwatch come out in 2019? No, beta was 2018. Did it come out in 2019 or 2018?
I'm pretty sure we were still playing Overwatch in 2016. Like, when did Overwatch come out?
Yeah, I don't remember when it came out.
I was
Overwatch
still in high
1?
School.
Yeah.
2016, I think.
Really? God.
I remember pre-ordering that while I was still in high school.
I want it either 2015, I think it was 2016.
Yeah, May 24, 2016 was when it came
out. Oh, yeah, you're right. And it won...
I remember playing it when I went to PAX for the first time.
Yeah, because I remember pre-ordering it too, and I played the beta. I remember it was like, at the time, I know there's other team shooters, but Overwatch was like a phenomenon.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I went to the Overwatch League Grand Finals in Brooklyn. So their first grand finals.
Yeah, with DJ Khaled.
Yeah, I saw DJ Khaled for free.
No.
It was fucking garbage the whole time. I probably told this story on the podcast. But yeah, the whole time he's like, this is a song that I appear in. It's number 5 on the iTunes top 100. And then here's the song. And then the song's playing and it's just, you know, played from iTunes. And out of nowhere, he just goes, Khaled.
Khaled. It's like, okay.
Okay, yeah, have you ever heard DJ Khaled like talk about the music? He's like, yeah, I'm not the talent. I'm the talent that knows the talent that makes the music.
So you don't make the music.
He's just a guy who knows people.
That's all he does.
Yes, and all he needs to do is just say Khaled.
Don't.
Speaking of icons.
Well, before we move on, really, really quick.
You messed me up, Jay!
Oh my god. Jay, come on, man.
Well, you guys asked when Activision bought Blizzard, and I realized, I looked it up, it's 2008.
What the hell? Is that how long the merger took?
Yeah, Activision Blizzard itself became one of the largest video game companies in 2006 when Activision merged with Blizzard in a U.S. $18.9 billion deal. Holy shit.
Could have been more.
Yeah, not as much as they were bought by Microsoft for.
Wasn't it like that was the highest one, right? Or was that Bethesda?
No. Activision was larger. Because I remember Bethesda was $8.9 billion.
Well, whoever owns Activision owns the Call of Duty licenses that are still making money to this day.
They're skipping a year.
Yeah, I mean, that's
covered
actually
that on the podcast, too.
That was last week, wasn't it, that we covered that?
I think 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's been a little bit.
But yeah, so, going back to my perfect transition.
It's my job to transition.
All right, Jay, you do the transition. Let's see how you can do it, huh?
Morbius sucks.
can I do? I know what Ash was going to do. Icons, Jared Leto. He's playing everyone's favorite comic book character. The new generation of comic book film folks, Morbius. Out in theaters now. Did you know that Jared Leto refused to not use crutches on set in order to become Dr. Michael Morbius?
Is that actually something he did?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And then he every single time he had to use a bathroom break, they just fucking put him in a wheelchair because he was taking too long.
I will become... No, now he's played the worst... he's been in the two worst movies by both major Marvel comic book companies. Yeah.
It's so funny.
He was the worst Joker to ever exist, in my opinion. And now he's the worst villain in a DC series. I mean, technically anti-hero, not villain.
He has so much potential as, like, a villain. It's just he needs to be written right, and this actor shouldn't be getting flack.
He's a villain in real life.
Is he actually a bad person? I'd like to assume he wasn't.
Apparently, don't you remember the stuff he did on Suicide Squad?
He's called Method.
Really,
Jay, I don't think sending your co-stars used condoms is method acting.
Dead rats.
Dead rat. I didn't realize it was condoms.
It was used condoms, dead rats.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure he also hangs out with underage fans.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. You a big fan now, Jay?
Yeah, Jay, huh?
Oh, no.
Want to take that back?
Nah, why do I share a name with this man? No.
Well, you might as well change your name now.
Well,
to Cornelius.
I'm just going to name myself Schick Hydra, but.
Or
I'm going to name myself Wildor.
I approve. Good choice.
What's your name? Gwildor. That would be funny if I actually had a birth certificate saying my name was Gwildor.
They'll be like, you're fucking with me. Read their certificate, fucker.
Yeah, I'm named after the famous, the star of the famous hit 1987 movie, Gwildor, Masters of the Universe.
Gwildor,
I would pay for that movie.
The Gwildor spinoff? I would see that.
I would too.
God, okay, we're going to get off track again.
No Gwildor.
Well, we talked about, apparently Morbius is bad. I can't judge it because I haven't seen it. But I've seen the scenes, and they don't look very good.
I think the biggest thing that I noticed, and that's what I pointed out to you guys, was like how cartoony he looks in his vampire form. Because if anyone doesn't know the background of Morbius, he was an unintended villain in the Spider-Man series. Like, he didn't want to get the way he did, but like he needs human plasma to survive. So
he's just the lizard, but a vampire.
Yeah, exactly. And he just so happens to have an accent and be from Eastern Europe. You know, magically, he just so happens to be like that. I know Morbius from, I think it's the 80s or the 90s series of Spider-Man.
Yeah, the 90s animated.
Yeah, that one. That's where I first heard about him and first saw him. And that's where I know him from. And I bet a lot of people know him from that, too. So
he shows up in, I believe, Superior Spider-Man at one point. Because that's my favorite Spider-Man series, if you guys didn't know. I love the Superior Spider-Man series, which is where Doc Ock switches bodies with Peter Parker, and Peter, quote-unquote, dies while he's in Ock's body. So the entire series is just Doc pretty much running the show as Spider-Man. Nobody knows it, except he's got, like, Peter inside his head still, which is weird.
Well, anyway, doesn't Peter come back after this the Spider-Verse event?
Yeah, it's kind of like a cop out. Like, apparently Green Goblin had like a plan, and
sounds about right.
And apparently he found out that it was actually Doc in control of Peter. So he's like, "Oh, I could beat you, Doc." So he has to swap to back to being Peter. He has to erase his memory so Peter can take back over.
And then Gwildor showed up through a Doctor Strange portal.
He just shows up and is like, "I've got your back, Spider-Man."
He throws this little hook at the little Spider-Man ghost and pulls him back into the body.
He eats chicken and then spits it up at the at the bad people.
That's funny. But yeah, there's...
Chew on this.
Superior Spider-Man is the most brutal Spider-Man ever. I think he takes Morbius and he literally rips his teeth out, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a thinking man's comic book. This is what you're trying to say.
Very interesting comic series if anybody wants to read it. I like it. It was so good. Apparently Doc came back as like Peter again, which is really cool, like, but as like a clone. Or it's some comic book nonsense,
but anyway. Yeah, for the movie, I personally think Sony needs to stop doing this shit, because Sony can't use Spider-Man right now. Movie. Yeah, exactly. Just because you messed up on Spider-Man 2 and you couldn't get your Sinister Six in your movie, you don't have to try and make every one of your villains into an anti-hero. Like, come on, man.
Too late.
And now we're going to get, like, well, I actually do think, because me and Matt,
the Hunter.
Yeah, me and Matt were talking about
it. It's already announced.
Yeah, exactly. I looked into it afterwards. Yeah, they already have a Kraven movie on the way. They already have... I think they announced like one or two other movies too, right?
Madam Web.
Oh my god, really? A Madam Web movie?
I don't know what the fuck that's going to be about, but... Oh, do you know what the best part about that is? The writers of fucking Morbius are writing that.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. If it comes out, do you think Morbius is doing good enough to warrant a sequel?
No, I don't think it's going to do well. It's going to make back its budget, but all I know is Sonic is coming out this weekend as a recording. Sonic is gonna fucking... I'll be really surprised if Sonic doesn't crush Morbius into the ground. I'll be really surprised. And then Doctor Strange is coming out in, like, how many weeks? Like, actually a month from now. So, Morbius really won't be,
relevant or very much
sucking relevant. Blood from the box office. Ooh, oh, I'm good.
That's great, man. You write these?
Yes.
Gotta get this guy on an actual script.
He's really good. I know.
I actually want to bring up one minor thing.
That you saw
the movie? I don't think I'm going to be able to fit it in anywhere else in the podcast, but since this is kind of Marvel, anybody else seen the new Moon Knight thing?
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes.
None of it yet.
Oh, that's right. The second one came out today. I gotta watch that tomorrow night. The first episode, I love it. But that's an awesome other knight-themed hero. Well, I guess he's a hero. I love Moon Knight. I'll have to discuss him next week because I want to discuss something else this week. But I just wanted to ask if anybody else knew anything about it. I really
wait, before we move on, real quick, is Moonlight? Did they make Moon Knight like Deadpool? Yes or no? That's all I need to know.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
He's not cracking jokes and a bunch of other shit. This is like a very...
It's slapstick comedy, though.
It's kind of slapstick comedy. It's more like psychological, like how a really awkward person would interact with stuff. And that's for a good reason. One of the main characters is a very awkward person.
The one thing that I'm a little upset with is I knew it was a fucking lie, but Kevin Feige's like, oh, we really pushed this to the fucking edge, man. You know, we're not trying to be violent, but we went crazy. And then it's just fucking Moon Knight killing CGI mutant dogs.
I mean, that's just the first episode. Is that the second episode, too?
Oh, spoiler, yeah. Another one shows up.
I mean, I'm interested. It's fine. I'm enjoying
the show. It's just I wish, you know.
Oh, trust me. They've got, like, what, another 7 or 8 episodes left. There's going to be more violence if I know anything about Mark
Spector. He kills 3 CGI dogs.
Yeah. I fucking wish, man.
And a cat.
But
nobody wants to comment on that one.
Nah, I'm...
Yeah, sorry, we don't like cat abuse here, Jay.
Yeah.
No.
Dogs are forever.
Sorry. I'm not trying to say just any random cat. It's like a monster cat. Not the artist.
I was about to say.
Anyway.
Speaking of monster cat...
Elden Ring. This is the best transition tonight. That was the best one by far. Nothing to do.
I know. Speaking of Monster Cat, what are you guys? We're gonna do the whatever we want to talk about.
So this week, well, the one I want to talk about since now I'm first is we discussed this game. The 2 or 3 podcasts ago, we got into detail about it.
Yeah.
And I finally got it because I kept seeing everyone else talking about it. Everyone's loving it. Or even my coworker who doesn't know anything about video games is seeing memes about it everywhere, which is fucking hilarious. Elden Ring. I finally got it. I've played it for like 8 hours. It's definitely not the same as the other Soulsborne games, or the From Software games, I should say, since there's more than just Soulsborne stuff now. It's very good. I actually really like the concept of it. It's a little bit lacking in the direction department. Like, it's a huge world, but I have, like, very little stuff guiding me to where I need to go. I'm just kind of openly exploring. They don't really make a big deal out of what you should be doing. And maybe that's just how From Software does things, and that's whatever, but the game itself is very different. Bosses... or function differently. Every boss is not like some major hard to kill person. It's just sometimes you're in a cave and you're fighting a werewolf dude. It's not that challenging. You get into a really interesting fight and you kill the dude, or you die trying over and over again. And the stealth mechanics are good. Like, I actually snuck around an entire camp and like stealth killed everybody, which was really interesting. And jumping's cool. You got a horse that you can like kind of like navigate the environment in. The weapons are interesting. Magic system's interesting. They have new mechanics as in like battle stances and stuff. And I was like, man, this is a really good fucking game. I really like it so far. Anybody else like heard anything about it?
Well, I think I mentioned this last time. Yeah, the more I've seen Elden Ring, the more I've realized, like, all right, maybe my hot take was a little too hot initially. I do think, like, it has a lot of appealing features, like, especially with the exploration for what I've heard. But I've also heard, like you said, there's not a lot of direction in it. I think I might have to just pick up the game in a while myself, maybe, like, when it goes on sale at some point. Well, the thing is, with Dark Souls 3, I played it for a while, I just didn't like it, so I'll try and stick this one through, because I do, like, get good games. Like, I like being able to improve and that being mostly skill-based and not just, like... Oh, you leveled up. Here's a stat boost.
You should get Sifu.
I should, yeah.
So far, that's my game of the year, Sifu. I'm still playing it.
I still think Elden Ring's going to be game of the year. Like, there's no way it's not.
Me really personally.
Oh, yeah.
Me personally.
If Starfield doesn't blow Elden Ring out of the water...
I don't know.
I don't think it will. Yeah.
I don't think it will.
If you've looked at any of the behind-the-scenes stuff for... Starfield right now, it just sounds like they're making another Oblivion.
Breath of the Wild isn't coming out this year anymore, so that kind of solidified Elden Ring with its game of the year. So
I I got into a really morbid mindset after like playing this game, seeing everything about it, and I was like, and I'm not going to detract too long here, but I'm just like, there's a video that popped up that made me really start to think this might be the end of good video games. And I'm just over there like, you know, maybe this is the fucking last game that's going to come out that's actually has heart and soul put into it. Because, I mean, you can look at Outer Worlds, a game that touted that it was going to be great, and it's very lackluster in its execution.
Yeah,
I could never get myself to finish Outer Worlds 1.
I finished it.
Yeah, I tried to get it. I loved the concept of it. And the first world's interesting, and then as it keeps going on, everything just feels very samey after a while. There's no realistic grittiness that, like, grounds the world. Everything is like, oh, I have abusive parents, and the parents are, like, making jokes and shit, and everything's played off as a joke, and I'm like, man, this is why I didn't like the game. The tone is really daft. I don't know.
More like Daft Punk.
I love that band. They're great. The other main person, one of the two, used a guitar as a solo artist.
What the fuck did I do?
You did it, Matt. You got the guitar to pop up in this episode.
Well, my topic is the Proto Man. Joke's on you.
I thought it was Max Payne.
It is Max Payne. Should I transition to that?
That's fine. I was just talking about how video games might be bad. And this is actually a good way to transition it, because the only thing that's good that's coming out recently is typically remakes of
God
game.
Fuck, I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. As much as I'm happy about this, so as of recording, I think like an hour or two ago, they announced that the original creators of the first two Max Payne games, Remedy Entertainment, they are remaking Max Payne 1 and 2. I love the original two. I think they're great games, and I still play Max Payne 2, like, every couple of months. It's a great game. So, one thing that they should do is probably just kind of tighten up the gameplay. And I'm pretty sure they're going to add in cutscenes. Because, I don't know if you guys ever played the original 2, but they have comic panels.
Mm.
Or cutscenes. But that does go into what Jay was talking about with the constant remakes of games, which is kind of like, I'm excited, but it just also goes to show that I saw a tweet earlier saying that, oh, we're getting a bunch of remakes, and I was like, wow, those are all confirmed. I totally forgot about that. But I know we're getting a Splinter Cell remake, these two games.
I don't know how Remedy is going to move past, because, okay, Remedy's, they've made a lot of good games in the past, but what was the last one they made? Control, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and before Control is Quantum Break. In my opinion,
I love that game.
With its it's series integration, where it has like that one series by Microsoft.
Yeah, I played that game with my friends, and we broke the game. So my friend tweeted at them and said that we quantum broke their game.
Quantum broke their game. I like that.
Yeah, I think Remedy, in my opinion, I feel like if they were to remake Max Payne, they'd kind of be stepping back in time in terms of game design, because unless they're able to modernize absolutely everything in the game, right? Because obviously the people who made it then aren't making it now, right? Like, the same staff isn't there, the same, like, maybe the company is the same, the founders are the same, but I doubt literally everyone isn't the same. And I feel like Control was a really solid game mechanically. So, like, is it going to be more like Control, or are they going to just try and make Quantum Break 2.0?
I just don't, though I like Max Payne 3, but the big problem, and this is everyone's problem with it, it's that the game is mostly just more action segment than cutscene, more than just, you know, a level. And you can't skip, and the cutscenes are unskippable, which is also fucking annoying. To the point where I had to mod it so I had the option to skip the cutscenes.
I was gonna say, why would anyone ever, especially on repeated playthroughs, don't make someone sit through a cutscene?
Well, I think it's because when that game is being made, they I guess they had it just so they can render the next sequence. I'm not entirely sure, but they were like unnecessary. Yeah, they're unnecessary. They're just unnecessary cutscenes of just like a guy walking closer to a door. But and it's just do we really have to have a cutscene for the guy getting up from cover and walking to a door? I just think the unskippable cutscene thing was definitely held that game back. But I don't know. I feel like they tighten up the gameplay. But, you know, don't completely abandon the identity of what Max Payne is. And then just make sure that the level design isn't really condensed into just action segment than cutscene. I kind of want to keep the more of open level rather than just scripted segments. But that's me personally. I also found the tweet. So we got Max Payne, we got the Dead Space remake, we got the Knights of the Old Republic remake, and then we have the Splinter Cell remake.
We are at the end of an era, ladies and gentlemen. There's no
and now we're just
games.
Restarting.
We're and good. Now we're just
booting.
And now we restart. A hard reset now.
It's time to reset the Matrix. Just like they did in that one movie.
The Matrix Ultimatum or whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Matrix, gosh, Intel, I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna run through this because it's not that crazy. But if for those of you who don't know, Intel made they're making GPUs, so they're like we're gonna be the best GPUs. We're gonna do what we did for the CPU market, and they made these new GPUs. One of them came out. It's called like the Arc M70. And apparently it's not very good. Surprise, surprise. It's worse in performance than a GTX 1650, despite theoretically having better specs. So, I don't know, man. I was hoping for something that would alleviate the GPU crisis, not just introduce okay mid-level GPUs to the market. But, yeah, that's just my blurb. But that said, to wrap up the podcast, we once again have the community round, where this time we actually, for the first time in the podcast history, since like the first two episodes, we have questions from the community. So we'll start with BT. We'll get to the actual question after. But BT said, I'm so happy I got to hear about Gwildor on the Schick Hydrobotcast TM. Also, the Halo show ain't that great, to put it lightly. And I have heard that it isn't that great, because apparently they had a... I forget what gun it was, but it wasn't painted, and he was, like, holding it backwards.
Oh, no!
Was it the Magnum?
It might have been... Yeah, it was the Magnum.
Good. That's like, awesome.
I saw the trailers, and my girlfriend's family was so confused, because I'm such a fucking nerd. They have Master Chief talk in the trailer, and he sounds... Like some random ass dude they just put in a suit. Like, yes. He doesn't sound like John 1-1-7. He just sounds like...
They're not showing his face. They could so easily have gotten their actual voice actor.
Yeah.
And then Duckman said, Gwildor was pretty funny. Y'all should talk about other weird characters from games/show movie adaptations.
Yaddle.
Yaddle isn't funny, she's beautiful.
Yaddle's a strong... What's Yoda's species called?
Just Yoda's species. That's it. Like, they never specify. Yaddle and Baby Yoda are the only two of the species.
Jay, go look it up. I'm pretty sure some person just fucking made it up. Just said, they're called Greeniacs. That's the race for...
On the Wikipedia, it says Yoda species is her species.
Yeah. See? I know my goddamn Star Wars. Don't fucking question me.
That's so stupid.
So why do you think Yaddle is wacky, Jay?
Well, Actually, it's really funny. I think Yaddle is extremely interesting because she shows up in the movie for like
2 seconds,
5 minutes, and then she has like such a rich fucking lore with the comics and stuff to the point where she straight up like sacrifices herself and like teaches Anakin as a child a very valuable lesson. And this is really heartfelt stories and stuff. And she's in this fucking movies for like less than 5 minutes. It's like, oh my god.
The prequels, in my opinion, are just like, okay, here's a character who looks like a fucking penis. There's like 30 years of lore behind them.
Like Kit Mundi or whatever, the guy with the big ass
head. Kit Mundi?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently he's a sociopath. I watched a YouTube video about it.
Yeah, he's very emotionless, if I'm not mistaken, because it's his species.
He really does look like a penis.
Fucking, I actually recently started watching a lot more Star Wars lately, and as soon as you were mentioning obscure characters, I was like, Yaddle. We're going to talk about Yaddle today.
What about you, Matt?
I had one, but now I can't really. Fuck. This is annoying now because I had one that was pretty good, but I might just have to go to, not so much of a side character, but I watched a Pinocchio, a True Story, and oh my god, I don't know if you guys seen videos about that, but holy shit, it's bad. It was just fucking awful.
Would you like to send us a picture, Matt, if you have one?
Sure.
So this is mine while Matt's pulling that up. When I was little, my parents showed me this one movie. It's an Indian movie, right? Because that's secret to everyone watching the podcast. I'm from India.
All right, I sent it.
Oh, I'm from Pakistan. It's right next door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but when I was little, I watched this like Bollywood movie, and it was... It was, I forgot the name of the movie, but it had a little alien creature in it that gave this autistic kid like super smarts and the ability to communicate with people normally.
That's awesome.
And then it became a superhero movie in the sequel that wasn't about the guy, and the alien wasn't there anymore.
It's kind of like how God's Not Dead turned into a movie about court.
Yeah, exactly. I have to find the picture of the alien, but it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's so uncanny because it was like a real-life puppet. What the hell is this movie? Pinocchio?
Oh my god, it was so bad. And the guy who voiced Pinocchio, Pauly Shore, he's a washed-up comedian from the 90s, and he sounded shit-faced while recording it.
Yeah, they were saying he sounded like super flamboyant in the recordings. Everyone thought it was so fucking funny.
Oh, it's so fucking... It's hilarious. And the thing is... This movie is, it's a Russian animated movie, and I guess New Line Cinema, they just got the rights to it, so they said, fuck it, let's get voice actors, slap the English translation, and just call it Pinocchio, A True Story, but you can clearly, holy shit, holy fuck.
What am I looking at?
It's the alien from the movie here, let me find
that
a
picture.
He's strange. Human-sized, by the way.
That's disturbing. That scares me. I have another character with a really fun fact that I can... Oh my god!
That looks amazing! That guy's awesome.
What year did that come out?
I think it came out in like early 2000s, maybe late 90s.
Okay, that's not that crazy. I'm about to say, if that was the 80s, that looks really good for the 80s.
Oh, the Wikipedia page is down.
No.
It's from 2003.
Okay, yeah, it's not that impressive. I want to talk about this robot real quick before we end this.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
He's wait, I need to see this.
Fucking remorseless killer.
What the fuck?
Okay, so many of you guys like Rebels and Star Wars like I do, because I thought of Star Wars, and I was like, wait a minute, there's a character I really should have mentioned instead of Yaddle, and that is Chopper from Rebels. This droid has killed over 50,000 characters on screen. In the Star Wars.
Wait, universe. It's the same droid in every scene?
It's the same droid every time. And 47,000 of the characters were when he legitimately caused the destruction of, I want to say, two Imperial Star Cruisers, which had killed over 47,000 characters, which was insane.
No, actually, Chopper was responsible for the firing of the Death Star on Alderaan. Fun fact.
That is actually true. Actually, this article may have forgotten that Tarkin is responsible for killing 50,000 people. Well, okay, still, Chopper has killed over 50,000 characters in the Star Wars universe. And it's insane. It's just funny because this robot will show up and will just straight up cold blood murder another droid and then shove its corpse in like a sewer. Does not
care. Do what you gotta do.
He's just, it's just insane.
I'm just looking at the thing that Osh sent. And I wonder what the guy's telling him. Like, you better get away from my son. Something like that.
I don't want you to touch my son. He has autism. No. I know you can cure it. That's actually the plot of the movie. He cures his son's autism.
But they don't want him to?
No, that's actually supposed to be the son when he's grown up.
I love Rebels, but I cannot forgive the way Yoda looks in this fucking series.
There you go.
What the fuck? What's up with his nose?
He looks so good in, he looks so good and stylized in,
Clone Wars. What the fuck? It's his nose that, what?
He's just like a big circle and they just made him bumpy.
Yeah.
Like, I will admit, he looks, like, a lot more accurate to the puppet, but it's so jarring when you see it fluently move like that.
I'm not a fan. I'll be the first to say that. I'm not a fan.
And speaking of fans, thank you for everyone who watched this podcast. Yes,
it really means a lot to us.
It did, yes. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being
neither
serious.
Am I.
I'm being completely sarcastic. Fuck you guys. No. But yeah, thank you for watching the podcast. It does mean a lot. The fact that our audience has actually been growing is surprising, because I thought that the podcast wouldn't really grow. But yeah, thank you for everyone for watching. We'll have everything in the description as usual, and we'll see y'all next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.